With Tansy's permission, Arvin was next to speak.
There's no need for any beast to worry, but we must set a few sensible rules for the safety of all. From tomorrow, we will fence off an area isolating the entire south wall. But please do not hang about near it. Carry on with your chores and pleasures as normal. And see that none of our little uns try to play in the area, because it will be dangerous for a while. Lots of stone and rubble are bound to be lying about when the wall is demolished.
An incredulous murmur rose around Great Hall.
They're going to knock down the south wall? Demolish it? Well, don't know.
Shad the gatekeeper thwacked the table with his thick tail, silencing the talkers.
Hearken to me! What's all the bother about? Stands to sense that a wobbly wall has to be knocked down before he can build it back, right? You heard Abbas Tansy. There ain't no cause to worry.
Pellis, a fat dormouse kitchen helper, shook his head knowingly.
Just wait until the first vermin coming up the path spots the wall knocked down. That'll be the time to start worrying.
A loud hubbub broke out as a result of the dormouse's observation, and argument and dispute took over until Great Hall was in uproar. Many of the abbey babes, upset by the noise, began wailing with fright. Without warning, Viola Bankvole leapt up onto the table. Seizing a big empty earthenware basin, she raised it high and sent it crashing to the floor stones. The noise of it smashing to fragments caused a momentary silence. That was enough for Viola. She was in, her voice ringing out sternly.
Silence! Be quiet, I say! Have you no manners at all? You there, Brother Seddam, and you, Pellet, take these babes off to bed right now. The rest of you, stop behaving like a pack of wild vermin. Shame on you. Arvin, you are the Abbey Warrior. Tell these silly creatures of your plans.
Arvin had made no plans at all, but he took the centre floor and made them up boldly as he went along, his voice ringing with confidence to reassure the listeners.
My plans, yes. I was just coming to that before all the shouting started. Form old Diggum and his moles will take care of the demolition and rebuilding, together with any of you he chooses to assist him. The work will be carried out in shifts so that the job will be completed as soon as possible. Meanwhile, I'm sure our friend Shad will contact the Skipper of Otters and his crew. And together with our own stout creatures, they will form a force to guard and patrol the immediate area. Really, friends, there is no cause to worry at all. Many seasons have passed since any vermin bands were seen in this part of Mossflower Country.
Tansy clapped their paws in appreciation of Arvin's fine speech, and soon the other Redwallers joined in, heartened by his words.